Chapter 7 Spanish Spirits. Maria, Juan and Miguel Pereira lived in the village of Belmez in southern Spain. They were farmers. On the 23rd of August 1971, Maria Pereira was in the kitchen of her home. Suddenly, she saw an image of a human face on the kitchen floor. She tried to wash the floor, but the face did not go away. It became more visible. It was the sad face of a man with big eyes.
Juan, come quickly. There is something strange on the kitchen floor,
Maria cried. Her husband came quickly and looked at the floor. He was terrified.
Oh, no! What is this? A human face! Call Miguel!
Juan said. Their son, Miguel, looked at the floor and said,
What's happening? This is macabre.
Miguel took a hammer and destroyed part of the floor. But soon after, another face appeared, and then another. Miguel destroyed another part of the floor. But after a few days, other faces appeared. There were faces of men, women, and children of different ages. Sometimes, small crosses appeared too. At other times, parts of the body were visible. A woman's hand with a flower. Soon everyone in Belmez knew about the mysterious faces. People came from other parts of Spain to see them. Many psychic experts were interested too. Professor de Argomosa of the University of Madrid started studying the faces. He also studied the chemical composition of the floor, but he found nothing unusual. Professor de Argomosa discovered that in the 17th century, the governor of Granada executed 5 people in Belmez. But this was not a complete explanation, because there were more than 5 faces. Workmen started digging under the Pereira's house. They found many skeletons under the kitchen floor. 2 skeletons were headless. Was this an old cemetery? Yes, it was. In the past, there was a cemetery in the same place as the house. Perhaps the faces were the spirits of the dead in that cemetery. Professor de Argomosa heard horrible cries and frightened voices in the Pereira kitchen. He made a recording of the cries and voices. He could also hear words in Spanish. Experts from other countries went to Belmez to study the mysterious faces. The psychic expert, José Martínez Romero, wrote a book about them. But no one has an answer yet.